I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Some say politics and not faith are central to the Middle East conflict. However, evangelist Sammy Tippett says there's a new trend among the families. A quiet movement of prayer has emerged at a time when people are responding to the gospel. So they're seeing whole families come to Christ, and Tippett says they're helping facilitate that movement.
We're having materials right now inside this country translated so that there can be a more organized movement that would take place, and we'd have materials and tools to help them to know how to pray biblically. Pray that these tools will be safely printed and distributed to the people that they need to get to.
Next, China's SkyTrain into Tibet is forcing the reclusive country to open to tourism. Many Tibetans find that a mixed blessing. Tibetans are reserved, and many don't welcome external pressure to change. InterServe's David Householder says that often affects how they view mission groups and their work.
They see it as an attempt to undermine something of the culture. There's already fear because of the Chinese presence, of the loss of culture, of language, of all that has bound them together in the past, and they see this threat to religious identity as just one more layer of that.
Pray for cultural sensitivity and long-term investment. Finally, as Christians face struggles in the Palestinian-held areas of Israel, the Bethlehem Bible College is now producing Christian TV programs for Sat7, a Christian satellite television service for the Middle East and North Africa. According to Assist News, the hour-long program is aired twice weekly, focusing on Christian history of the Holy Land. Pray that as people tune into the broadcast, they'll be encouraged to watch other Sat7 programming that'll plant the seeds of the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.